Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They head off to meet Matt for this date that Chris Harrison allegedly planned. And Matt comes out loving the fall looks.
Loving it as
I'm
well.
I'm loving this.
Yes.
Winter white turtleneck. This was my go ahead black man moment.
I'm you gave him one. Good. Yes. Yes. I love it.
The
yes.
outfit. I have to recommend it, you know. But this was a winter white turtleneck, and then he had the blue, like, corduroy, button-down looking thing. Looking like a catalog model. It's a great head-to-toe look that was styled very well. I loved it.
Yeah. And I like a combination of a navy corduroy and a jean. I like
and
that.
And a jean.
It was nice.
Yeah. It was nice. It was. They head into the theater, and there's this woman in darkness, and she's reading this, erotic novel. And what do you know? It's Ashley I. Who got my Becky of the Week.
Oh, perfect.
Because I'm just
so tired
so
of her.
Mad. She has nothing better to do than to pop up on every damn season of this show.
Nothing.
She inserts herself in every which way. I also just can't stand her voice, and the little bit I've listened to that podcast, I just cannot.
Oh my god, yeah, I can't with her or Ben or
package.
None of them.
Yeah.
Oof.
So she here again, and apparently, which I did not know. I don't even know. Was this real when they said Chris Harrison wrote a book?
I didn't even bother looking on Amazon
to look
to see
it
if
up, right?
Real. I did not even care enough to see.
I was hoping you did.
Nope. You
I
know
got
I
no
didn't.
Confirmation on whether
you
this
know
real.
I didn't. And I ignore everything Ashley I says and think it's all a lie. So, yeah, sure. She lied. Yep, this isn't real. Whatever.
Oh, God. So apparently Chris Harrison wrote a book and... part of, like, the book has like erotic features to it, and so their date for today, they're going to be writing their own like
erotic novel
scenes featuring Matt, like them and Matt.
That's wild,
very wild.
This is crazy.
This is crazy, and they always have this date where it's like write a this, write a poem, write
yeah,
a song,
write a song,
write a...
yeah, yeah.
This one, they really took it there.
They pushed it. Yeah,
they pushed it. The ladies are all off, they're writing their novels, and Victoria, of course, is writing some X-rated shit, which
X-rated,
as suspected.
But also, like, sex book, almost, like, educational, almost, like, just very black and white, no romance, you know what I'm saying?
No romance.
Yeah.
Just stating all the things.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
very direct.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And she still ain't got no concealer on that growth on her eyes.
Maybe she can. Maybe it'll infect the rest of the makeup, the way that thing is moving.
She don't even look like she's trying. She just out here.
I know, but it might.
Wrong and strong with that eyeball. Just out around people like that shit ain't contagious.
I
don't
know.
Get it.
I don't know what's wrong. And I hope she's addressed it somewhere on Twitter or something. If anybody knows, email us, please, at the number 2 black girls.
Has Victoria addressed that eye? Good Lord.
Oof.
Anyways, time for their performances. The other ladies from the house arrive. They're going to watch. Matt goes first. Of course, the ladies are all like hot and heavy.
Like, ooh.
Little, yeah, oh my God, Matt. And literally all of them are like clutching. They're like
oh, yeah,
their
invisible
lips,
pearls.
Like,
yes, yeah.
feeling it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they all go one by one. I mean, Anna, I like Anna. I think she's funny to me.
Yeah, I think Anna's funny too.
She's just blonde. She's like huge smile, like always. Even when she's saying something like shady, she always says it's like a perma smile on her face.
Yep.
So she's reading her shit. She's talking about exposes one breast at a time.
Oh my God.
What are we watching?
Right? And I don't read erotica or like romantic novels, so I don't even know if this is good or not.
Exposes one breast at a time.
At a time. Yeah. Who does that? Yeah. Who can expose one breast at a time?
Lift out one and then you lift out the other. Like what?
What kind of world is that?
Has anyone ever done one and then
what? Like what kind of savage expensive shit you got, Anna? What is this?
Oh God.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
That line got me. I do not know.
Oh my God.
Serena C, let's talk about it. This outfit. Love it.
Love it.
She looked like a cat woman. She looked hot. I loved it.
You know what she dresses like? She dresses like Brooke from Naked Beauty Planet does the same thing. She dresses like, okay, the theme is blah.
Yes.
I am in the house of this and I will be walking. And like she is at the ball every day.
Yep.
I love it.
She has a theme.
She has a theme. Yep.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love this little cat. I would never wear this outfit.
Oh, never. No.
Personally.
Mm-hmm. No.
She's literally wearing just like a black leather bathing suit top and like leather pants.
Yep.
She looked like Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love, you know what? She's like 23. She looks great. Have fun, girl. Yes. I love this. Live in your youth. I'm living vicariously through you.
I love it too. I wish I had this on when I was 23 on TV. I love this.
I love it. Serving all the looks.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, of course, she gives her whole, I mean, her whole thing was basically bleeped out.
I know. And I couldn't like take notes and see what they were mouthing. So I couldn't, like, I didn't even know the gist of what they were saying.
No idea.
Yeah.
None. Just naming all the body parts.
Yeah, and they probably bleeped out things like mount and like shit like that. Like they probably bleeped out like real generic terms, you know?
Yeah. Just bleep it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, everybody was cackling, so
yeah,
at least it was funny.
It's a little relief. Yeah.
Yeah. In the end, it seemed like a fun date. Like everyone was like crying tears.
Yes.
It like turned out well, I think.
Everyone. And like everybody's kind of embarrassed, so it's not like too bad for anybody.
No.
Any one person.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it was cute. Chris Harrison tells the other ladies who are not on the group date that they need to chuck the deuces and head back home.
Yep.
Now, Sarah, Miss Sarah here.
In her feelings, buried in her feelings already.
In her feelings, man. She, in her confessional talk about it, felt like a knife through my heart.
Oof.
There's always this one girl who just like can't handle the process.
Yeah.
But we are on day like 2.
This is week like, 3, girl.
What? Enough. Stop. So yeah, all the ladies go back and they're, you know, kikiing about the date and everything. And Sarah's like confessing to them, you know, after spending a day with him, I just didn't think it'd be this hard. And I felt kind of hurt.
Yeah.
I felt dirty watching that. Everybody's like, girl.
And she's telling this to people who have not talked to him since night 1.
So they can't even relate.
No.
Like, I get it. She's,
or feel bad or nothing.
No. And she has an advantage. She's been on a one-on-one, so her feelings are way progressed than these other girls who haven't talked to him.
Right, right.
But sharing this is not going to garner you anything.
No. No. Or make your time easier, right? Like, you know, she's like,
right.
I don't know. She got to take this to your journal, girl. This is one of the things you
got to go write in a journal. Don't do this with these girls because they don't want to hear this.
No.
Now, back at the after party with the ladies from the group date, Matt sits with Ms. Rachel here.
Yes, yes.
Rachel, she's like, I haven't felt this way in a long time. Mm-hmm. I haven't felt, you know, never felt this quickly, blah, blah, blah.
Playing a good game. Playing the real, like, I'm confident where we are no matter what game.
Game. Mm-hmm.
It was a good one.
You know, I'm into black guys now, even though I was bullying people in high school.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I ain't gonna forget it.
I wasn't expecting
that. I'm gonna remind you all season.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that is a thing. Yeah, that that happened.
Yep, that did happen. Yep, okay. They kiss. Everyone's been pointing out that Matt is an open, like, eye-open kisser. Eyes wide open as he's kissing, which is
creepy. Eyes wide open. You know, I put a poll up on the Instagram, and people are like, I can't believe he looks like that. 95% said the facepalm emoji.
Yeah. And he's like, his normal is open eyes.
Open eyes, yeah.
Like, very 9 out of the 10 kisses we see on the episode, his eyes are open.
It's
very bizarre.
I've never done this.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, I'm not an open eye kisser.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.